This episode of the Hubcast is brought to you by the Virtual Selling Summit, online May 4th. Learn more and register at impactplus.com/events and save some cash with the promo code Hubcast. Welcome to the Hubcast first annual HubSpot Wish Fest 2021. Woo-hoo! Woo-hoo! I have Jess Palmieri and Stephanie Biocchi joining me for this first annual event. I'm very excited about it.
I love it.
Heck yeah.
I mean, you know, We've always got a running wish list of lots of varied different things. And one of the things that I really enjoyed putting together this episode was trolling through community.hubspot.com. And if you're listening to this and you've never been to the HubSpot Ideas Forum or been to community.hubspot.com, you got to get over there and check it out. This is where we go to upvote all of the things that we wish HubSpot be doing. And the three of us certainly have added our fair share of feature requests to those forums. But I was having a really fun time this week going through. You can filter by ideas that just have been submitted, ideas that have been reviewed by the HubSpot product team, ideas that are in planning with the product team, in beta, and actually delivered by the product team. So I was having a grand old time sorting through those, and then you can also sort by how many upvotes things have. So what we're bringing to you today is the top submitted ideas, the top ideas that are currently in planning by the product team and what the current latest update on those is, the top ideas that are currently in active betas that you can opt into, and the top ideas that were delivered recently that you may or may not have known about. And if you're listening, wondering, am I still going to get those juicy product updates that I love listening to the Hubcast for? Yes, we've got a couple juicy product updates for you too. So without further ado, let's jump in to our top submitted ideas. Jess, I think you brought this one to the table, this first one, exporting conversation logs.
Oh, yes, I did. So I don't know why this is not a built-in feature. And I love the concept of this episode, let me just say, Karina, because I feel like it's Wish Fest 2021, but it's also kind of like Vent Fest 2021. And why doesn't HubSpot do this thing already? And exporting conversation logs is the perfect example. I had a client come to me this week with a very simple request. I want to know what people have been live chatting me about. Where is that information stored? Can I get an export of that? Fun fact, you can't. It's just not available to export. So in my bones, I think this is coming because, and maybe we'll get to this in the product updates, but spoiler alert, conversations are now an element or an object that can be included in custom reports.
Yeah.
So I diligently went into my custom report builder that is, you know, just recently released. And lo and behold, there's still no way to see the chat log of all of the information that was submitted by the end user. So we're close, but we're not there yet. So that's why this was a little bit of a sticking point for me this week of why can't we just have this information easily exportable? And that's why I'm bringing it to you, my favorite people on the Hubcast.
Vote it up. Yeah. I was thinking the same thing, Jess. It would be so cool if you could just say conversation, like a filter in reports that says conversation includes, you know, product or impact. Man. That's the other thing that I was thinking about with this.
No words. It's just frustration.
I know. I have no other words for it. That would just be really cool. And I do think, Jess, like you said, I think that it's coming eventually because of the conversation intelligence, which actually has nothing to do with HubSpot conversations, but has everything to do with HubSpot calls that we talked about on the last episode, where you can report on keywords in your calls that are being recorded in your transcripts. So just like you have call transcripts, you have chat transcripts in HubSpot. So it'll be really cool to see if they bring some of that functionality. I'm sure it'll probably be an enterprise, but if they would bring some of that functionality into the conversation intelligence into conversations, so we could highlight, and put in keywords that we want to look for and then report on them.
That would be so nice. So please, HubSpot gods, hear our prayer. You know, just consider it. Consider it. Upvote it.
Consider it. Hey, if you want to upvote any of the things that we're talking about today, head over to impactplus.com/hubcast. This is episode 270. And in the show notes, there are links to all of this stuff. Jess, you got another one.
Oh boy, do I ever. And this is perfectly in line with the virtual selling summit.
I love this one.
I don't understand why this doesn't exist. Well, all of mine fall into the category of we have the technology, we just don't have it in this area of the tool. This should be possible. But you know how we have those beautiful dependent form fields when you're filling out a form and a prospect is like on your website and they enter in a particular type of drop-down selection, and then you're like, wait, I have another question to follow up on that. You get more information, there's more context, it's really simple and easy for the user to follow. I want dependent fields when you are requiring sales reps to enter data and property information as you drag a deal from one stage to another. We can already require them to enter properties as they drag and as they go, but we can't say, hey, you said that the closed lost reason is this. I can't ask a follow-up based on what the closed lost reason is. And that would be just so sweet. Why can't I do this, HubSpot? Just why?
Just why? I just went to vote and realized I commented on it a year ago. And I still want it too.
Yeah, that one we definitely had on the HubCast.
Oh, yes.
And it wasn't enough. So go vote it up, people.
There is actually something in the same vein in planning right now, which is requiring specific deal properties based on pipeline.
Yeah, that's good.
So maybe like the back end work that they're doing on that would
lead into this.
Yeah, lead into this functionality because, right now you can have different deal stages for your different pipelines. And you can have different required properties for moving deal stages, but not when you're creating properties. Mm-hmm. So that would be
just so nice. Just so nice.
Yeah. And for that one, since I brought it up, the product team did give an update in October of 2020. So several months ago now, but they're working on it. And they said, as of right now, they don't have an ETA for delivering the functionality, of course, but we have a good understanding of the pain you all experience by not having this functionality and absolutely plan to address this idea. In fact, it's been something we've had several lengthy discussions about internally. The solution we're considering at this time is rooted in a significant change to our platform, allowing all properties, which gets at your point, Jess, in this case, the deal pipeline, to have other properties that are required depending on the original property chosen. It is certainly possible we take a more short-term approach to solve this specific problem, but at this stage, our efforts are focused on higher impact updates to the CRM overall. So that's pretty cool, just not even just for deals and creating deals, but just for specific properties, like any property you could say, okay, when this property gets filled out, this other property has to get filled out. Ooh, that's juicy.
I love it. Ooh, I like that boy. Because I could see that as being something that people would go to import data for. and it wouldn't let them. And I would be like, cool, you can't mess up my data. Yeah. Like, psych, you thought gotcha. You could change it with an import and you can't.
Gotcha. I found a feature request that I hadn't really specifically thought about somehow. It was one of those things where I saw it and I was like, yeah, why can't you do that? That would be so nice. And that is having a pop-up form triggered by clicking a CTA button. So this is obviously something that a developer could, you know, custom code onto a page. But if you have a CTA, you have to have a landing page that it goes to that has a form on it.
Yeah, like I love this concept because you don't have to create another whole new thing, which I think is great, and a whole page. There are many times where I've created a page and I've been like, this page doesn't really need anything more than just a form, but it looks empty as just a form. So I'll put some text over here and like, maybe I'll make a video, but it doesn't really warrant that either. And, you know, if someone isn't ready to fill out the form, they'll exit out of a pop-up as quickly as they can hit the back button on a landing page. So I agree. I think that would just be so nice. Give it to us, please.
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 Vote it up. Help us.
Help us.
I found a feature request from 2017 that has some of the most upvotes of any feature request that is.
I had to look in case I wrote this. I didn't, but I thought I might have.
Keyboard shortcuts.
Come on. It's right there, you know?
What's funny about the post in here too is it's a total troll on HubSpot because it links to multiple HubSpot blog articles that talk about like Facebook and other platforms using keyboard shortcuts and how great they are, but there's no keyboard shortcuts.
It's not exactly that. There aren't, but in certain places, in certain ways, when you use snippets,
yes,
that's kind of a keyboard shortcut. But not everywhere. I've wanted snippets to be a shortcut in Gmail for my whole life. Well, since they've had snippets. But there's so many things. Like, though, I like the ones that they set as examples here were a log a call, a new contact, new company, new task list. Okay, fine. But even the, like, I did not have a fully baked out thought when I started to say this. This was clearly from a sales perspective, and I love that. But I think there are many from the marketing side too that could be really good from the service side. And then I think of things like just clone in a HubDB table, copying a column or cloning something. I think like if I can command C copy some things, I should be able to shortcut copy anything.
Yes. I'm having flashbacks. When I was in business school, we had a few Bloomberg portal terminals. I don't know if you guys know what they are, but they're like trading terminals for actually trading stocks. And someone donated a bunch to my college, and that entire platform ran off of shortcuts. So when you're talking about salespeople and how time is money, like if you want sales reps using your platform and using it effectively, that's how their brain functions. They think in terms of how can I save 5 seconds on every action and every interaction that I have to do throughout the day.
Add my meeting link. Like,
yeah.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So every other major sales platform has figured this out. HubSpot, get your game up. We have been asking for this since 2017.
Which shouldn't feel like it feels like a lot longer ago than it was, but also more recent than it was.
Yeah. The HubSpot natives are getting restless. Come on, HubSpot. All right, Steph, I know you got one.
All right, I'm throwing this in here because I had to look. I ran into this today and there isn't an idea for it. So I'm going to make one. And by the time you all hear this, see this, read this, there will be a way to vote it up. When I am building a contact table view with adding filters to it or adding columns to the view or even just making a list, we have like, I don't know, 1,000 contact properties, a lot. But specifically, I have a group of my own for, let's say, events in this case. And I don't remember exactly what I called the field I made. I don't know. I called it like, on a scale of 1 to 5, how likely are you to, or something. And I probably have a lot of on a scale of 1 to 5. So I go to search that and there's like 50 of them. I want to apply the same search logic that they added to the main search bar in HubSpot to search by contacts or companies. But to contact properties, because we should be able to search by group, or I should be able to search by the type of contact property, or I should be able to search by date maybe, or there's just like, they're currently in groups, but you can't jump to a specific group. And yes, they're kind of alphabetized, but only within the group. And so it's not, and so they're very hard to search. And I got so frustrated today. I was like, I need to.
I like that. Even when you're like in workflows and trying to find properties. Yeah.
Anywhere you're trying to add a contact property, really. And I realized it today because we really do have a bunch of fields on all our different events that say on a scale of 1 to 5. And I can't tell which one's which without adding it and then going, oh, wrong one. And then having to delete it.
Yeah.
Now, if I could just filter that, I could jump down to events and I could filter it by date. It'd be great.
I like that one.
I'll make a thing and we'll vote it up.
Do it.
We'll make it happen. We have the power.
Got the power.
All right. Let's get to some more exciting things. We got our vet sesh done. And now we're going to move on to things that are actually in planning, actually in beta, or actually delivered. One thing that we've, I think, talked about in previous episodes, but I wanted to make sure that everybody knows that the product team is really working on this, is associating one contact to multiple companies. That's really going to be a thing that's going to be possible, and you're not going to have to create a custom object for companies to do it. So there was an update there's an update from the product team on October 14th of 2020 that says, we are now in development of updates to the CRM that will make adding multiple companies to a single contact possible. They're not making timeline promises in the forum, of course, but as soon as the beta is available, that thread will be notified. So if you go to the link in the show notes and you like comment or upvote the thread, you can get notifications on that thread. But to those wondering about using custom objects for these associations, the product team would recommend against it. Custom objects are great for the nouns of your business. Think inventory, shipments, appointments, real estate, but not as good for describing the relationships between things. This is going to be, this is one of those things that comes up often enough that it just makes my, this just makes my head want to explode.
Yeah. I think especially recently, I would love to see this get to a point too where you can associate them with multiple, but say their current employment status. Because throughout COVID, we've seen so many people in our contact database lose their jobs, unfortunately, or get laid off or furloughed. And we start getting those auto reply emails of, is no longer with the company. And I'm always torn because I don't want to delete the contact. They were opted in and receiving stuff. They maybe have some conversation history. Maybe they were even a customer at some point. And if they eventually move on to a new company or get a new job, you know, yeah, you can merge the contacts, but that doesn't really accomplish what we're going for. And then you have the whole world of people who are on boards at multiple companies, or so I'd like to be able to show what company and then the association or role within that company specifically.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think what's going to have to come with this is it's not simply, oh, you can associate a contact or multiple companies to a contact, but you're going to have to be able to say what the relationship of that contact is with that company. And that's probably just a whole other level of complexity that I don't envy the product team in figuring that out.
Yeah, I will say shout out to the product team, because although we are venting in the session about all the things HubSpot can and cannot do, I wouldn't want to try to implement some of these updates. So shout out to them for trying to figure this out and trying to please the masses. I know we're not an easy bunch to please.
Speaking of pleasing the masses, I actually found something. I had no idea that this was even on the radar of the product team to work on, because I've always just heard like it is what it is and you can't do anything. In planning is the ability to edit the lifecycle stage contact property.
What?
No way.
That's what they're saying. Now, granted, the last update was on May 21st of 2020, but the product team did say the ability to edit lifecycle stages is something we've been investigating on the product team. However, a pretty significant technical migration stands in our way. Knowing this is absolutely something we want to do, but will take a while, they're moving this idea to in planning to acknowledge that it's something we really want to do. We'll continue to update this post as we make progress. So we'll see. You know, all I really want is the ability to change the names. I don't even need to like delete them or add anything. If you could just change the names, you could like get pretty far.
Yeah.
Just using the default ones, but.
I'm having so much fun clicking into all these upvoting links and just figuring out which one is actually the most upvoted on this list. So that is my fun game.
Yeah. Most of them are like at the top of the most voted, but I did cherry pick a little bit. I will be honest. I looked for ones that I was really excited about or I thought were semi-interesting. Yeah. Because there's some that have a ton of upvotes and I'm like, oh, it's like about like Outlook 365. I don't like Outlook.
No, just switch to Gmail already. Come on, guys.
I'm obviously biased. And the last one I had here was the require specific deal properties based on pipeline, which I think would be really cool.
Yeah, I like that one.
Yeah, so get in there and vote it up because these things are like in planning, but obviously all of these were updated in 2020 to in planning and we haven't heard anything since then. So upvoting still flags the product team that people still want these features and hopefully we'll maybe, you know, light a fire a little bit.
Yeah.
I got a couple things that are in beta. One that I actually found out about today, not because I was looking at the forum, but because it actually came up in a conversation where somebody was like, can I just go into my sales, like, can I just go into my sales reps notification preferences and like set all of their notifications properly without logging into their portal? Because they are they're never going to go in there and go through like hundreds of rows of notification settings.
Also, like poor new hires with a new inbox.
Yes.
Oh boy.
Yeah. And it was really like they want their sales reps to get the notifications when a record that they follow or own has activity on it, which is like two things in the notification settings. And it would be so easy if you could have access as a, you know, super admin to be able to go in there and set up people's notifications. And this actually is something that's in beta to globally manage users' notification preferences. I do have to put a caveat on it, sadly, that it is an enterprise feature. Oh.
Always with the enterprise. Yeah, always.
It's not entirely surprising since it's like, you know, I feel like the enterprise feature set, anything that is sophisticated, like you have a sophisticated team structure, it's always going to be enterprise at this point.
Yeah. But okay. Question though. Like, is it going to be like set like the pre-built like sales team notification structure so that I just check a box and then every time I add a sales rep, their profile automatically has the notifications that I want them to have turned on? Or am I going to have to go into every freaking sales rep that I create and manually click and unclick those damn check?
Probably buttons? That.
Well, okay. Then we're already, thank goodness this is in beta. Yeah. One giant leap forward, but I already have another idea.
Well, it does say globally manage.
Oh, well, then maybe. Okay.
So
it would be great if you could set a default set of notifications and apply the same way that we do with we can do with view.
Roles. Yeah.
Well, mm-hmm. Yeah. Like
user roles.
Contact view.
We have the technology.
We just don't have the available.
Yes. There isn't a lot of details. When they set it to in beta in the forum, they didn't really give any details on
shocker
what the beta is.
Gotta keep yourself safe.
If you do have an enterprise hub, you can reach out to your HubSpot contact and request to get enrolled into that beta, and you should be able to get enrolled. I think it is an active beta. There's also a new beta for single record delete permissions. I'm just going to read the beta update. When assigning user permissions, there is a new column for each record type that is used to restrict the ability to delete records. This permission will always be a subset of a user's edit permissions on a given record type. A user cannot be given access to delete anything greater than the set of records they are able to edit. So you can now set whether or not people can specifically delete records, but not like all records. It used to be like you can delete or you can't delete, and it would just be like all objects.
All or nothing.
Yeah. Versus if you want somebody to be able to like delete deals, but you don't want them to be able to delete contacts and companies, you couldn't do that before, but now you can in beta.
I see. Nice. Let me guess. It's enterprise only?
I don't think so.
Hey!
Trolling. I think
it's just
here.
Yeah, it's just the permission, like just the general permission settings. Okay. I didn't see anything about it being enterprise only.
Okay, I gotcha.
Yes. Yeah, so again, reach out to your HubSpot contact if you're interested in getting enrolled in that. And I found in our portal this week new service analytics that's in a public beta.
Yes.
So if you're using, this is Service Pro or above. So if you have any Service Pro seats or Service Enterprise seats, just like with Sales Hub Pro and Enterprise in the sales analytics, it's basically the same UI, just with Service Hub data instead of Sales Hub data.
I saw that come through on Monday. I already sent it to some friends to say, hey, you can have, you know, quick access to these reports. I will say, I built the same damn reports for those clients last month when this wasn't easily available using the custom report builder. So great timing there, HubSpot, but so happy that we won't have to do this whole exercise again in the future.
Yeah, I will say those two tools have reduced the need to do like create a lot of custom reports on the sales and service side, which is incredibly important because to train like a sales rep or a sales manager or to even expect them to learn how to use a custom report builder, especially the new custom report builder, which is more powerful, but also in some ways more confusing.
Of course.
Very intimidating. Very intimidating.
It's incredibly intimidating. And you really have to like know like data.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Which shouldn't, for larger companies that have ops people, those people should be able to do that stuff. But I don't think you would really expect like a sales manager to be able to navigate things like that. But with something like the sales analytics and now the service analytics tools, that's like the perfect level of customization that you can get while not forcing you to just create everything from scratch. Thanks, HubSpot. And that's in public beta. So I believe if you have those tools, if you just go into your HubSpot portal and you go into the analytics tools, you'll see a little beta in there. I got a couple ideas that have been delivered and I'm going to fly through these. I didn't know this was a thing and I actually went in here and updated it in my CRM extension. You can only log emails to existing CRM contacts.
I love it.
So you know how if you're like logging emails with the HubSpot Gmail or Outlook extension, and if you have it set to always log, it's going to log no matter who it is. And if they don't exist in HubSpot, it's going to create new contacts. And that causes so many headaches for so many people.
Yeah, it really does.
Oh, man.
I was
so now, when you go into the log and track settings of the HubSpot extension, you can deselect new contacts. And then when you log something, it will only log if it's an existing contact in the CRM. That makes me real happy.
So nice.
Real happy. And the last one that we brought to the Hubcast previously, but there was a piece of this that I actually didn't realize was there that I'm excited about. It's a new way to use the delay until event action that came out in workflows. So a few months ago, you started having the ability to basically stop somebody in a workflow until some event happens, like they view a page or they open an email or something else happens in HubSpot. And in the ideas forum, one of the things that they were talking about is delaying until a task is completed. Did you guys know that you could do this? So if you've created a task in a workflow, then you can use delay until event happens, and it can be that task that was created in the workflow above has to be completed before that object continues.
I just thought of like six ways to use this.
Excellent.
Love
yeah,
it.
I always thought of like the delay until an event as in like an event that the contact is doing, like they're visiting a page or opening an email or, you know, doing submitting a form, whatever. But I wasn't thinking about it from the internal side when you complete a task. So like I was thinking like, okay, a sales rep automatically gets a task to, you know, send a proposal or something like that. And then we delay until they complete that task. And when they complete that task, then that deal moves to the proposal sent deal stage, like something like that.
Yeah. I think I've even created second workflows to avoid this, where I just manually enroll someone in the second workflow when I do something. And like, I could just make what I do the event.
Exactly.
Way to hold yourself accountable. Geo automation.
Exactly. Jess, I want you to share our first live HubSpot update because I know that you're excited about it.
Oh, yes, I am. So never fear, HubSpot updates are still here, and we are going to fly through the things that are now available inside of your tool. Now live, you can add text, image, videos, and all this other contextual information to your dashboards. So all you have to do is navigate to your actions button on the dashboard of your choice and select insert images, text, or video. This is so amazing because how many times have we created a dashboard that we intend to share with maybe a larger team or an outside audience, and you then have to explain what was going on in your brain as you stacked the reports back to back, like, oh, this is the story I was trying to tell.
Or somebody lands on that dashboard and then they send you an email or a Slack like, hey, what does this report mean?
How's this one different than this one?
Think of all the questions that you could cut off at the like nib in the bud just by including a short video saying, hey, this is how you should incorporate this dashboard on service team analytics or sales team analytics. It's going to solve so many problems, guys. I'm so excited.
Yes. Ooh, that's a good one. There's another workflow update that is just like a little nice kind of value add, which is you can now see where all objects are in a workflow, kind of similar to how you can see, you know, how many contacts or deals are sitting in a delay. You can now view exactly where objects are in a workflow, including any objects waiting at a delay, giving you more visibility into the customer journey, making it easier to edit, delete, and update your workflows to align with your strategy. So just like when reviewing objects waiting in a delay, you can click on the objects in action tab of any action to see the objects that are waiting there and for what reason. So if there's some reason why they're not moving through that action, you can see that. So it's just, you know, getting more real-time data on where your workflows are at. And last but certainly not least, another nice workflow update. You can now create conversation-based workflows.
Well, it's about time.
It is about time. So there's a couple. Basically, you can enable triggers for these workflows with conversations properties, contact properties, and coming soon, ticket properties. And a couple of the use cases for this are setting up reminders based on conversations, triggering custom in-app notifications or other notifications, like when a bot starts to talk to somebody, that's a big one. Sending a follow-up or closing email to a customer, alerting another team member of a conversation that started with a particular contact, or generating tasks, updating contact properties based on a conversation, or creating a ticket for specific channels, chat flows, or inboxes. So this is exciting. If you're using the conversations tool, you're going to want to check it out.
I'm so excited.
Holy moly, that was a lot of HubSpot features and ideas. Thanks for joining me, everybody, for our HubSpot Wishfest 2021. I can't wait until HubSpot Wishfest 2022.
It's going to be a wild ride.
I can't even imagine what's going to be on there. If you're not in the HubSpot user Slack, head on over to the show notes and join us. There's a link there. There's all kinds of HubSpot users in there talking about all the HubSpot-y things. And until next time, this is Karina Duffy, Stephanie Bayoki, and Jess Palmieri saying to you, get out there and get after it.